天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，很开心可以在节目中与大家再次相遇，我是主持人小华。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师为我们详细的解释了前两个 formulas， 今天麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习剩下的两个重点，那就是颂扬神的恩惠和向神完全的顺服。在这两点背后有哪些深刻的意义呢？我们从中又可以有哪些收获呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，与麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have tuned in today.
很高兴你今天收听我们的节目。
And if you are listening for the first time today,
如果今天是你第一次收听，
we want you to know that we are nearing the end of a study on the book of Nehemiah.
让我告诉你，我们对于尼希米记的研究就快要结束了。
In the last message,
在上一次节目里
，We saw that the secret of revival and renewal for believers is basically two steps.
我们看到基督徒更新与复兴的秘诀基本上有两个步骤。
First,
第一
，The people of God gather together.
神的子民聚集在一起。
Second,
第二
，They gave obedience to the absolute authority of the Word of God.
他们完全顺服神话语的权威。
Today we're going to look at chapter 9.
今天我们要来看第九章。
Please turn your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 9.
请翻开圣经尼希米记第九章。
We will see the people's reaction when they heard the word of God.
让我们来看当百姓听了神的话之后有什么反应。
Our reaction should mirror theirs whenever we read the Bible or hear the Word of God proclaimed.
每当我们读圣经或听到神的话时，也应该效法他们的回应。
The Word of God ought to drive us to prayer.
神的话应该驱使我们去祷告。
The Word of God should send us to our knees and cause us to repent.
神的话让我们跪下，叫我们悔改。
The Word of God ought to make us alter our priorities.
神的话促使我们重定优先次序。
The Word of God should lead us into deeper commitment and spares us to action.
神的话引领我们进一步奉献自己，并鼓励我们采取行动。
In the book of Nehemiah chapter 9,
在尼希米记第九章里，
We find the people of God praying as a result of hearing the word of God.
我们看见当百姓听了神的话之后，他们就祷告。
Here we have the longest prayer ever recorded in the Bible.
在这里有一篇圣经所记载的最长的祷告。
This prayer was a promise to God that an entire community would alter their priorities.
在这祷告中，他们答应神。整个团体都要重定优先次序。
It was a promise to commit everything they were and had to God.
也就是说，他们许诺把所有的一切都交给神。
And to show that they were committed, they wrote down their prayer and signed their names to it.
为了表示他们的决心，他们写下自己的祷告，并签上名。
This prayer was a covenant with God in verse 38 of chapter 9.
第九章三十八节表明了这祷告是与神立的约。
Listen to verse 38.
请听第三十八节。因这一切的事，我们立确实的约写在册上，我们的首领、立位人和祭司都签了名。
By signing this covenant, the believers in Nehemiah's day were ready to sign and seal their commitment to God with their own lives.
尼希米那个时代的信徒既签了名立约，就表示他们是以性命为担保，对神完全的委身。
My friend, let me ask you a question.
亲爱的朋友，请问你
，What are you committed to?
你向谁委身
？What cost are you willing to pay for your commitment?
你愿意为自己的委身付上什么代价呢？
In verses 1 to 4, we can see their attitude in prayer.
从第一节到第四节里，我们看见他们祷告的态度。这月二十四日，以色列人聚集进食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。以色列人就与一切外邦人离绝，站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。那日的四分之一站在自己的地方，念耶和华他们神的律法书，又四分之一认罪，敬拜耶和华他们的神。耶稣亚、巴尼、贾灭、士巴尼、布尼、士利比、巴尼、基拿尼站在利未人的台上，大声哀求耶和华他们的神。
Now on the 24th day of this month,The children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with dust on their heads.
这月二十四日，以色列人聚集进食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
Why did they do that?
他们为什么这么做呢？
Because they knew that it is impossible to receive forgiveness without sincere repentance.
因为他们知道，若不是真诚的悔改，就不可能得到赦免。
Salvation is impossible until a person recognizes that he or she is completely hopeless without Jesus Christ.
唯有当一个人承认自己除了耶稣基督以外毫无盼望，这样他才能真正得救。
You must recognize that you can never live up to God's standards.
你必须承认自己永远达不到神的标准。
You must recognize that you can never improve your behavior.
你必须承认自己改变不了自己的行为。
The only hope that you have for salvation is when you come to a place of brokenness.
你得救的唯一盼望就在于完全谦卑，破碎自己。
Only then can you receive God's salvation.
唯有如此，你才能得到神的救恩。
You must come to God and say,
你必须来到神面前说
Lord Jesus Christ, you are my only hope.
主耶稣基督，你是我唯一的盼望。
Lord Jesus Christ, you're the only one who paid the wages of my sin on the cross.
主耶稣基督，唯有你在十字架上为我付清了罪债。
You must come to God and say, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the only one who can help me face eternity.
你必须来到神面前说，主耶稣基督，唯有你能帮助我面对永恒。
Until you come in brokenness and humility before God,
除非你带着谦卑舍己的心来到神面前。
Until you come to the end of yourself and your efforts and your good works,
除非你已走到尽头，不再靠自己的能力和善行。
You will not receive the salvation of God.
你没有办法接受神的救恩。
Spiritually, you must put dust on your head.
你必须在灵性上披麻蒙灰。
When Nehemiah's people put dust on their heads,
当尼希米的百姓披麻蒙灰,
it meant that they were not concerned about their own egos.
表示他们不再以自我为中心,
or their own image, or their standing in the community.
也不再关心自己的形象和社会地位。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they were in the presence of the living God.
因为他们是来到真神面前。
Psalm 51 tells us that God is nearest to those who are crushed in spirit.
诗篇51篇告诉我们，神靠近那些心灵破碎的人。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
Do not ever mistake brokenness for weakness.
千万不要以为谦卑就是软弱。
On the contrary,
相反的
brokenness is a sign of strength from the Lord.
谦卑其实是从神而来的力量。
When you are broken down,
当你破碎自己
that's exactly the time when God begins to build us up.
也正是神造就你的时候。
The people's attitude in prayer was brokenness and humility.
那些百姓祷告时带着破碎与谦卑的心态。
Secondly,
第二
the reaction to the word of God was to pay tribute to God.
对神话语的回应就是要颂扬神。
Again, look at Nehemiah chapter 9.
请再看尼希米记第九章。
Particularly beginning at verse 5.
请特别注意第五节。利未人耶稣亚、贾灭、巴尼、哈沙尼、示利比、何地亚、示巴尼、比他西亚说，你们要站起来称颂耶和华你们的神，永世无尽。耶和华，你荣耀之名是应当称颂的，超乎一切称颂和赞美。
As they prayed, they reviewed God's history in dealing with them.
当他们祷告时，他们重温神在历史中如何对待他们。
History is extremely important.
历史极其重要。
Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past.
不从历史中汲取教训的，将注定要重蹈覆辙。
Again, if you have a Bible, I challenge you to read and reread this prayer.
如果你有圣经，我请你多读几遍这篇祷告。
Some people offer prayers that are self-centered and man-centered.
有些人的祷告是从人的角度和自我中心为出发点。
And when God does not answer their prayers the way they want them answered,
当神没有按照他们所要求的方式来回应他们的祈求时，
They are tempted to doubt God or even curse God.
他们就会怀疑神，甚至咒诅神。
But when we look at this prayer in Nehemiah chapter 9,
但当我们来看尼希米记第九章的这段祷告时，
we see that it is not man-centered or self-centered prayer.
我们发现这不是从人的角度或自我中心发出的祷告。
The focus of this prayer is not give me, bless me, or I want this, or I want that.
整篇祷告并没有一味地说，给我，赐福给我，我要这，我要那。
This prayer is focused on God.
这祷告以神为中心。
Look at verse 6.
请看第六节。你，唯独你是耶和华，你造了天和天上的天。并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，这一切都是你所保存的，天君也都敬拜你。
They focused on how glorious God is.
他们专注于神的荣耀。
In verse 8, they focused on the faithfulness of God.
第八节，他们专注于神的信实。
In verses 10 to 11, they focused on how mighty God is.
第十到十一节，他们专注于神的大能。
The God who showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh.
当年向埃及法老王彰显神迹奇事的神。
Is the God who can do anything.
是无所不能的神。
Nothing is impossible for God.
在神没有难成的事。
In verse 15, They focused on how generous God is.
十五节，他们专注于神的慷慨。
You gave them bread from heaven for their hunger.
从天上赐下粮食，充他们的饥。
In verse 17, they focused on how forgiving God is.
十七节，他们专注于乐意饶恕的神。
They admitted that they refused to obey His word and confessed that they were stubborn.
他们承认自己违背神的吩咐和顽梗悖逆的罪。
But you, O God, were gracious and merciful.
你有恩典，有怜悯。
You forgave us again and again.
你乐意饶恕人。
Then in verses 19 to 21, they focus on how gracious God is.
在19到21节里，他们专注于神的恩慈。
In verse 27, they focused on how holy God is.
在27节里，他们专注于神的圣洁。
Because of their sins, they needed to be punished.
因为他们犯罪，必须受责罚。
But instead of punishing them, God delivered them to their enemies.
但神没有直接惩罚他们，却把他们交在敌人手中。
And when they repented,
当他们认罪悔改了。
God saved them from their enemies again and again.
神一次又一次地把他们从敌人手中拯救出来。
What a God we serve!
我们所侍奉的神何等伟大！
He is a glorious God.
他是荣耀的神。
He is a faithful God.
他是信实的神。
He is a mighty and generous God.
他是全能又乐意赏赐的神。
He is a forgiving and pardoning God.
他是乐意赦免、饶恕我们的神。
And how did God's people respond to His grace?
神的百姓如何回应他的恩典呢？
In verse 16, they confess that they have abandoned God.
在16节里，他们承认自己离弃神。
Once God answered their prayers, they forgot all about God.
当神应允他们的祷告时，他们就把神置之脑后。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you about this.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我所要说的这个重点。
This is humanity in a microcosm.
这是人性的缩影。
This is the history of humanity at a glance.
这是人类历史代表性的一刻。
This is a picture of all of us.
这是我们每一个人的写照。
In spite of God's love and manifold mercies,
我们不顾神的慈爱和丰富的怜悯。
We have rebelled and broken His commandments.
我们叛逆神，违背他的命令。
When we look back at our past,
当我们回顾过去，
we have to wonder how God can love us in our stubbornness.
我们感到惊奇，神竟然爱我们这些顽梗的人。
How could God care about me?
神怎么会顾念我？
Even believers who have given their life to Christ,
甚至那些奉献生命给神的基督徒，
they have lives that are checkered with failure, sin, and rebellion.
他们的生命中也布满了失败、罪恶和叛逆。
And God has every right to toss us out.
神大可以抛弃我们。
Some of you listening today may be living in open rebellion right now.
听众中有些朋友可能正公然地叛逆神。
And God's love and grace is reaching down to you right now.
但神的爱和恩典现在就要降临在你身上。
But before you receive God's forgiveness,
但在你接受神的赦罪之前，
you need to understand what God is like.
你必须明白他是一位怎样的神。
I want you to look with me at verse 31.
请和我们一起看31节。
Let's read it together.
让我们来读。然而你大发怜悯，不全然灭绝他们，也不丢弃他们。因为你是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
What a great God!
多么伟大的神！
My listening friend, how long have you been rejecting God's gracious offer of salvation?
亲爱的朋友，你拒绝神的救恩有多久了？
God is reaching out to you from a blood-stained cross.
神从那血迹斑斑的十字架上向你张开双手。
God loves you in spite of your hesitation.
他不介意你的犹豫不决，仍然爱你。
God loves you even when you only give Him the crumbs that fall off your table.
即使你只把饭桌上的碎渣给神，他仍然爱你。
But at the same time,
同时，
He is waiting for you to commit yourself totally to Him.
他等候你把自己完全交托给他。
Will you say to Him today,
今天你愿意对他说，
Enough of my own way.
我一意孤行够久了。
From now on, it is your way.
从今以后，我愿意遵行你的道路。
Some of you may be asking,
有些人可能回问，
What does it mean to humble myself before God?
在神面前谦卑下来是什么意思呢？
It is when you look upon your own life and see how many broken promises and defiances to His word that you have committed.
就是当你反省自己的人生时，你发现自己多少次违背诺言，并违抗神的话。
And then you become brokenness before Him over these things.
于是你为了这些事来到神面前，悔恨心碎。
That's exactly what happened to the children of Israel in Nehemiah chapter 9.
在尼希米记第九章里，以色列民正处在这样的光景中。
They looked back at their personal history and cried to the Lord, saying,
他们回顾过去的历史，向神呼求说，
O God, we have been rebellious, but you have been faithful, so we repent in dust and ashes of our stubbornness.
神啊，我们悖逆你，但你信实守约，现在我们愿意为自己顽梗的罪披麻蒙灰，认罪悔改。
To those of you who are believers, please listen to me very carefully as I conclude.
我快要结束今天的信息了，你若是基督徒，请仔细地听。
If you take sin and disobedience lightly,
如果你轻看罪恶和不顺服神，
You are making the most serious mistake.
你将犯严重的错误。
You are breaking a sacred trust and a relationship with God.
你将破坏你和神之间神圣的信任和关系。
You do not cease to be a Christian or a believer.
你仍然是一个基督徒，一个信徒。
But like a fine china that is fractured and broken,
但就像精美的瓷器上有了裂痕、缺口，
We fracture our relationship with the Lord when we deliberately and stubbornly disobey Him.
当我们故意任性地违背神，我们和他之间的关系就产生了裂痕。
David is one of the best examples of a believer who walked with God.
大卫是与神同行的最好榜样。
But then sinned and fractured that special relationship between him and the Lord.
后来他犯罪，损害了他和神之间特殊的关系。
In his repentance, he cried.
他悔改，向神呼喊。
Oh God, my bones are breaking.
神啊，我的骨头都折断了。
My sin is haunting me day and night. I cannot sleep or rest. I am miserable. I am broken.
我的罪孽日夜纠缠我。无法安睡，我极其悲惨，心灵破碎。
Nehemiah's people understood this.
尼希米的百姓理解这种心情。
And please turn to verses 32 and 33 to see the adequacy of their prayer.
请看32、33节，他们的祷告真是有自知之明。我们的神啊，你是至大、至能、至可畏。守约施慈爱的神，我们的君王、首领、祭司、先知、列祖和你的众民，从亚述列王的时候直到今日所遭遇的苦难，现在求你不要以为小。在一切临到我们的事上，你却是公义的，因你所行的是诚实，我们所做的是邪恶。
First, they acknowledged.Personal responsibility for their sin.
首先，他们承认自己犯了罪。
Secondly, they acknowledged God's justice and prerogative to be displeased.
第二，他们承认神是公义的，理当向他们发怒。
Thirdly, they sought God's forgiveness.
第三，他们寻求神的赦免。
Fourthly, they reclaimed the promises of His forgiveness.
第四，他们重新祈求神饶恕的应许。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as we conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，结束前请留心听我说。
Some people may feel broken about their sins and ask for forgiveness.
有些人为罪忧伤，寻求饶恕。
And yet they never rest in the forgiveness that God has promised them.
但他们从来没有因着神应许赦罪而得享平安。
You will be honoring God when you rest after you sought His forgiveness.
你若享受到赦罪的平安，你就是荣耀神。
Even you might not feel that you have been forgiven.
即使你感觉不到罪已被赦免。
But your feeling has nothing to do with it.
但关键不在于你的感觉如何。
It is the promise of God that is important.
重要的是这是神所应许的。
May I ask you today to ask the Lord to give you rest as you seek His forgiveness.
请你今天就祈求神赐给你赦罪的平安。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。对小环自己而言，奉献与完全的委身真的是一个相当大的挑战，因为我们自身呢都有太多的欲望和想法，也有太多的自我。其实呢，对于愿意奉献的基督徒来说，放下金钱与家人也许还算容易，但若真正的放下自己内心的骄傲，却真的需要一番痛苦的挣扎。求神的怜悯，愿我们可以更多的来认识与明白他十字架上的爱，能够感受到他的恩典，从而愿意真正的降服。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我已守住了有公义的冠冕。